Fucking beautiful, guys. Fucking beautiful. How's everybody doing? I hope well. I see Austin Wright is here. Sup, he says. Chris says, hello, everyone here. Excellent. Today was my grandma. Let Chris finish his text. No problem. Today was my grandma's birthday. Well, happy birthday to Chris Surface's grandma. I hope all is well. Let me check the mic real well if it's good. All right, I was just making sure the audio is good. But yeah, I hope you did something fun for your grandma's birthday. How old is your grandma? Still kicking it? I'm a little disappointed with myself because I promised myself not to buy a vape, but lo and behold, I did. And I just need my nicotine. I worked out today. I did some cardio. I went to the gym. I did lifted some weights for about half an hour. Not much, but I did some jogging for an hour. My legs are pretty sore. I did some back exercise and some sit-ups, and I did some leg extension and some upper body strength workout. Haven't worked out in actually over 2 months, so I expect my body to be a little sore tomorrow. I took a shower, I shaved, I bought some new groceries. Let me read the comments real quick. She is doing good, 93 birthday. Oh my God, she's up there in age. I mean, I know women live longer than men, but I want to know what her diet is like. I only have one grandparent left and she's still kicking it. I talked to her this Christmas just to make sure she knows I exist. Nothing more, nothing less. Oh man. Austin says, all my grandparents are dead. Sorry to hear that, man. Chris says, it is okay to ask, what gym did you join? Is it a good gym? Oh, it was just Planet Fitness. That's all. Oh, man. I'm trying to see what game everybody wants me to play. I'm thinking about Counter-Strike again. Austin says, get yourself a Planet Fitness MILF. I agree. There was some somewhat attractive women at the gym I went to today. That's all. I'll leave it at that. Chris says both of my great grandparents lived in their upper 90s. Let me ask you, Chris. Do you know your great grandparents? I didn't say grandparents. I said great grandparents. Anyway. Let me start the stream. Let me play a game. and kind of enjoy myself here. But yeah, if you're, both your grandparents lived in their upper 90s, you might have some good genes for longevity. My maternal grandfather died before I was born in 88, so I never knew him, but he was a chain smoker. And his wife, my grandmother, is still alive. My great-grandmother lived to be 101. I knew her on my maternal side through my grandmother's side. And my grandmother died in her early 80s, and grandfather died in his early 80s. Which kind of disappoints me, because they would love for me to have visited them in Hawaii right now, but apparently the person in Hawaii, that is my relatives, I mean my relatives in Hawaii, do not want me to visit. I'm their uncontrollable Howley terror, I guess. But I want to go anyway. I just don't see that happening anytime soon. Unfortunately. Chris says, yes, I knew them a little. Awesome. Austin says, my great grandpa died when I was one. He was almost 100. Wow. So yeah, I had a good day today. I unfortunately drank a six pack. Which I didn't really mean to do, but I was out with a co-worker today. And I smoked a little bit of bud. Then I went grocery shopping. I got myself wedding soup and SpaghettiOs and brown rice and a whole bunch of other stuff. What beer did I drink? Just Miller Lite, but I smoked a little bit of Bud before, so... just feeling lighthearted. Chris says, the most fun thing that I did at my great-grandparents' home was climbing their five-story TV antenna. I did that when I was almost 9 years old. Interesting. Austin says, my mom's boss at her job is a 102-year-old World War II veteran. Interesting. Was he Axis or Allies? What beer did I drink? Miller Lite. That's all. Nothing too special. But I'm glad I did go grocery shopping. Got myself some goodies. It's Miller time. It was 2 hours ago. I'm still sobering up, I guess. When I drink beer, I usually get Coors. Yeah, I was going to get Coors at the bar, but it was... tap run dry. But yeah, I like the crispiness, of course. I do have relatives in Colorado, so the Coors there is a little bit more fresh than when it comes here. Hopefully this damn thing loads. I'm not sure why I started to stream with you guys. I just felt like, why not? Yuengling is also good. That is definitely a doomer beer. Me living in Pennsylvania, it's pretty much everywhere here. Chris says that TV antenna was as tall as a 5-story building. Their TV antenna could easily get 15 TV channels in the early 80s and 90s. Interesting. With the advancement of the internet, I don't see it as that impressive, but it was probably impressive back then. Like, imagine, like, I'm not saying we live in good times, we live in terrible times, but imagine living our lifestyles now without internet. Without YouTube, without me talking to you guys, it would be pretty hellish. But I would probably have a social life because people would be forced to socialize with everyone else. Damn, I guess I did not get connected. Austin says, if the internet goes down, I'm roping. Oh, yeah. I don't know how I would function without internet keeping me some company. Alrighty. I guess that's a Pokemon ball in these crates here. Damn it. Austin says, I can't even imagine life without internet anymore. Me too, man. That would be a pretty painful existence. Chris says, a few weeks back at the library, on Google Maps with Street View, I took a look at my great grandparents' home in Missouri. That TV antenna was taken down probably in the early 2000s. Oh yeah, with the advancement of technology, you don't need cable anymore. I don't watch TV because I don't have a TV. I'm relying 90% of my info on YouTube. How is everybody? How's Austin? Do anything interesting? Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little bit shallow today. Chris says, my great-grandparents' home, now abandoned. Nobody lives there anymore. But if that TV antenna was still standing, I would love to climb it again. I bought some good stuff at the grocery store. Something to sustain myself for about a month. I do have to keep in mind it's all non-perishables. I am trying to count those calories, but when something's delicious, man, I want to eat it. That's my problem. I'm currently snacking on a bell pepper. I'm gonna cook myself up a wedding soup in a couple minutes. Sorry for my munching. But I am hungry after drinking a six pack and smoking weed. Chris says it takes about 3,800 to 4,000 calories per day to prevent me from losing weight. Damn. You're built like an ox, man. I'm just trying to, like, lose to weight, you know? I'm kind of chubby. I'm trying to control myself. But yeah, I'm probably going to make a habit of trying to go to a gym once a week. Huh. Man, do you guys want me to play a different game? Because I'm thinking about it. There's a mod for Half-Life 2 called Arctic Adventures episodes. I might consider playing that. I really don't want to play any Bethesda games. The average protein count for each day is 175 grams to 186 grams of protein daily. Interesting. Let me see what I want, what game I want to play. Give me a minute, guys. All right, guys, I'm going to restart the stream in 15 minutes, all right? And I'll try to find a better game. Keep sub to me. You know who I am. What's up, Grim? What's up, my Inkies? How you doing, buddy? Happy birthday to your grandma, Chris, says Grim. Excellent. Today at Walmart, I seen a woman who had some sexy legs that I wish that were wrapped around my waist. Awesome. Me too, man. Me too. Anyway, guys, I'll be back in 15 minutes. I'm going to go end the stream. I have to do something real quick.